Mad Radio, good morning. Sports Radio 610. Seth Payne on vacation this week. He is Landry Locker in for Seth Payne. I'm Mike Meltzer off a long four-day weekend. It's been a while since we had one of those. Probably around the holidays was the last time I can recall that. The Astros continue to be on a complete roll. They are 30 games above 500. They have a lead in the division right now of 16 games. Good morning, Landry. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing very, very well. How was your 4th of July?
My 4th of July was pretty good. I think it was, I don't know. I'm always trying to do very productive things over 4-day weekends. And I'm trying not to have a standard where I'm like, I have to reach a certain level of productivity. I feel like I just need to do enough.
4th of July is not for productivity. Yeah, that's just one of those days that you just got to enjoy. You got to go get some sun, make some bad decisions, maybe go to work a little bit hungover. Your boss will forgive you. It's one of those days. It's one of those days where you're proud to be an American, except for 10 minutes. We'll probably get into this in Mad Takes, but every 4th of July, I get ashamed to be an American just for 10 minutes. Just for 10 minutes.
When
that hot dog eating contest takes place. I don't know why people watch it. It's absolutely disgusting.
Sean Pendergast was a judge.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend.
How did he pull that off?
I don't know.
Did you see the sports science of that too, by the way?
No, because I saw...
Don't watch it.
I saw the clips and I'm like, why would I want anything to do with looking at what a lot of hot dogs do to that digestive system. I don't want to see that.
It actually pushes your organs aside. It was saying that like when
so
you fit that
out.
Much hot dogs in, it pushes your organs aside and then just stretches out. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But Astros not really disgusting. That was a very, very exciting series against the Yankees. I don't think
that was a good series.
I don't think you could have a better regular season series. I was at a restaurant for Game 2 on Saturday, and it wasn't even a bar area. It was like a sit-down restaurant, and people were actually watching the game, screaming at the TV, just in the middle of an actual restaurant. I've been fortunate enough to be in towns where 3 World Series runs have taken place, Cleveland, and then twice in Texas. This is the most buzz I can remember about a baseball team, even amongst those teams. The Astros buzz is real. And just to put in perspective just how good they are, 30 games above 500, the Philadelphia Phillies have won 28 games all season.
Yep.
And the Astros are 30 games above 500. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you see these guys that make the All-Star team, and you just see how cheap they are for the Astros. It's remarkable what this team is doing. I know that when they were quote-unquote tanking, we knew that it was going to be good, but I don't think anyone could even forecast it being this good.
I mean, the advanced stats projections had them being the best team in the American League, and I think that part of the way that they built their team, I think that they internally had very similar projections, but maybe not quite this good. The last time we felt kind of shaky about this team was, I think, 2 weeks ago today when they were coming out that Boston series. They dropped 2 of 3. They had somebody caught stealing at second base when Springer was up against Kimbrel. And since that point, they went on the road. They swept Oakland. They took 2 of 3 in Seattle. Not necessarily an easy thing to do. They take 2 of 3 at home last week against Oakland. And they win the Yankees series over the weekend after, you know, the bullpen kind of implodes on Friday, which I think it was like they had given up like 3 grand slams in a week, something like that. But that Saturday game, I know that we're doing this 3 days later, but that was a great win.
No, that was unbelievable.
That game when Martez pitches well, Will Harris comes up and is a gas can for the first time all season, and they come back with Evan Gattis and Altuve wrecking havoc on the base paths, and Gurriel, who has turned into all of a sudden one of the better first basemen in the league. That was a great win.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, It can't get better than that. And there were some big crowds there as well. Almost wish I would have gone out there and checked it out. But we're going to actually talk to A.J. Hinch at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, A.J. Hinch.
9 o'clock, A.J. Hinch. And I don't know, you know, there's a lot of things to ask him, but it's almost, I don't want to say you take it for granted because obviously everybody's excited about it. But at what point, this is going to sound dumb, but at what point does... Are they almost just too good to even, I don't want to say enjoy, but just what is there to watch for right now? I'm already counting down the playoffs.
Of course.
It every day in the show prep. I mean, I'm already counting down the playoffs. What do you have to look forward to?
All right, how many days do we have here? We got, how many days are we at? I know you have this somewhere here, But we've got a college football countdown. We've got a baseball playoffs countdown.
Yeah, we are at for the playoffs. It got deleted, but it's less than 100 days. I mean, it's like
less than 100.
90 days for the World Series. It's very, very close. Football's close too, though.
Let me play the way that game on Saturday ended. Basically, obviously the Astros come back. Gurriel 2-run double. He scores a couple guys, including Marwin, and they get up 7-6. Giles, who you get nervous about, you specifically get nervous about, gets two guys.
Scares the hell out of me.
Giles gets two guys to pop up basically to the same place, and then Brett Gardner comes to the plate on Saturday afternoon on that National Fox game.
The 3-2 home, and Gardner sends one to the left center field gap. The time runs aboard with two out in the ninth. Gardner on his way to second, throws on the brakes, the throw, in time to get him, and that's how it ends tonight! Wow!
Brett Gardner.
I mean, that was about as exciting a way to end a regular season game as possible.
It was, and just the way that they took the lead was something else. I'm looking at this Yankees team. The one thing that everybody was talking about also was the Aaron Judge Altuve side by side picture. Yeah,
yes.
I know you saw that on the internet.
People were pretty
excited about that. As far as looking forward, and I know you should enjoy the moment, but the team that the Astros need to be most worried about when we do get to October. Is it Boston? Is it the Indians? Who concerns you the most? Who do you want to see the least when the Astros get to the playoffs?
Who do I want to see the least? I think they're better than the Yankees. They've beaten them twice in series, 1 in 3 games, 1 in 4. They've obviously had their struggles against Cleveland, and they lost the one series against Boston. I would say, clearly it's either Boston or Cleveland, and the thing that you worry about is Cleveland has a really good bullpen with two guys. Boston has the closer in Kimbrel, who's been dominant. I would say
they gave up a homer, though, over the weekend to the Rangers.
I saw that.
To Mike Napoli, of all people.
I would say my gut would be that Boston would scare me a little bit more. I think Boston would scare me a little bit more. It's close.
Yeah, they're a good team. I mean, they're very, very good. But even Boston right now, 14 games above 500. Astros 30. Now they're in a better division, but
I think
14.
I think they've underachieved a little bit. I mean, I don't know if David Price worked. Like, the thing that worries
you don't know, he's hated there. He's not even talking to the media.
And he got into a thing with Dennis Eckersley. Did you see that?
What?
Yeah, he got into some kind of brouhaha.
Does Dennis Eckersley punch sidearm? You think? Or is he just an overarm puncher? Because I think he threw sidearm.
Probably an overarm puncher, I would say. But I would say Boston would be the team. And there are a few reasons. One, they're starting a pitcher in Chris Sale, who, when you face him, no matter how good your lineup is, it's a really difficult spot to try to win a game against that guy.
He's going to have to go against Keuchel, though.
I know. But I think Chris Sale's a little better.
He is a little better.
He's obviously more durable.
But the Astros have a better lineup.
I think they have a better lineup. I agree.
For the Astros,
top to bottom.
For the Astros to lose a playoff series, a pitcher is going to have to win multiple games. It's going to have to be one of those things. It's going to have to be one of those things where Chris Sale wins and then he comes and wins again and maybe even has to pitch on 3 days rest in game 7. It's going to take a lot for this Astros team to lose a series. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves.
But it's hard not to get ahead of yourself when you're 16 games up.
What
in the
am
division.
I supposed to do right now? Am I supposed to look at the division and say, "Well, the lead's only 16 against the Los Angeles Angels"? I mean, they have a double digit lead in the American League. Well, am I supposed to look at the Dodgers? Is that what I'm supposed to do to entertain myself? Because they're only one game up on the Dodgers.
I mean, you can start to think to yourself about just, and this is because you're not going to jinx it or anything. It's us doing it. It's not the players. I mean, you can look at the Nationals and you can look at the Dodgers. You can start watching them play and start thinking about.
That's what I got to do.
That's what you got to do.
I got to keep myself entertained. By the way, the most disgraceful tweet of the weekend, and I know a lot of people don't have Twitter, but Matt Hammond this weekend.
Wow, we're in on Hammond early.
I'm in on Hammond right now. Hammond tweeted out when there was attendance at the ballpark. It was a sold out yard against the Yankees on 4th of July. He said something along the lines of, and you want to talk about getting ahead of yourself. Sold out crowds like this put the pressure on Jim Crane to pay up when Altuve, Correa, and company become free agents. Slow down, Hammond. It's a weekend. It's 4th of July. And if Jim Crane doesn't already know that he's going to have to pay these guys, having a sold-out crowd 4th of July weekend against the Yankees is not... He already understands this, Hammond.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of a give. I don't think anything really changed this weekend as far as that goes.
Yeah, you know, not at all.
I mean, they're going to have to spend more money to retain their core. We know this. Whether they sell out a series or don't over the weekend against the Yankees, which I think a lot of people expected them to do. All right, 713-572-4610. Landry is in for Seth Payne all week. Seth is on vacation on the west side of the United States of America. We'll chat with Seth around 9:30 this morning. They have gotten better, but how far do they have to go? And I have a big question because I think I might be missing a big societal thing, 6:30. Mike and Landry, in for Seth, Mad Radio.